Well, good morning. You ready for a great day at Mount Hermon?
Yeah.
All right. We had a wonderful evening last night and a day of prayer so many were a part of. Again, thank you for being here. Thank you for all of your support and your participation together in what God is doing here at Mount Hermon. My name is John, and I've been on staff since last August, and one of the joys and real thrilling experiences for me over the last 8 or 9 months has been to sit down with so many of you and different people and ask them this question. Tell me a bit about how has God touched your life and transformed your life through the people in the ministry of Mount Hermon. And it really is true what Mike was saying last night, that oftentimes God will lead us to financially support with our service as well in other ways, but to give towards ministries where we have been touched and transformed and where we see that happening. And we celebrate that, and hope you can share that with each other around the table and in different conversations today. And God's not done transforming our life, even as associates, as we support that vision for others. And so let's stay open to how He might speak to us today. And part of how He can speak to us is just through some stories of some people who are going to share some of their experience of how God has worked in their life at Mount Hermon and through Mount Hermon, and how they have been blessed and chosen to invest as associates with their resources and their prayers and their support so that that could continue to happen in their lives and the lives of so many others. And so Andrew and Ben, come on up and please share some of how God has led you to become associates as you have journeyed together in our ministry at Mount Hermon. Let's welcome Andrew and Ben. Thank you so much.
Thanks, John. Well, like you said, my name is Andrew Summers. I am on staff here, and this is my good friend, Ben. We've been asked to share a little bit about our Mount Hermon stories, our history here, and why we are excited to be associates. They wanted a couple guys who were young, really good-looking, and had great beards. So here we are. My Mount Hermon story started a long time ago when I was 8 years old and came to Redwood Camp. I grew up as a camper here. It was in my years at Ponderosa as a high schooler where the Lord really got a hold of me and my life really started to change. We hear a lot around here, Mount Hermon lives transformed. And it's not just a little nice little phrase that we say, it's true, and I know it's true because it happened for me. My time at camp was a time when God radically changed my life. I grew up in a single-parent home, just raised by my mom, and in a small church that didn't really have a youth group. And so when I came to camp, that was my only time to play with other people who are my age and to be invested in by college-age guys who are my counselors who could really model what a life of faith looked like for me. It's something I'd never experienced before. And I know that for many, if not most of us, having an older mentor who can model what life of faith looks like and seeing what it's like for summer staffers to live in Christian community and love each other unconditionally, that's a really powerful testimony. I remember distinctly the summer before my junior year of high school being at camp, and I remember the exact spot that I was in the forum up at Ponderosa, and I had this encounter with God during worship where I just experienced the Holy Spirit in a way that I never had before. I remember knowing in that moment, just knowing that God was real and that His love for me was real and unconditional. And that's a really cool thing for a 16-year-old to experience. I went home from camp that year changed, and my parents saw it, my family saw it, and the people around me saw it. I knew at that moment that I wanted to be on staff at Mount Hermon because as a camper, the coolest thing you can imagine is, hey, if it's great to be at camp for a week, imagine a whole summer. And I know that many of you out there have been summer staffers at various points in your lives, and that's an experience that is even more transformative because what you get in a week at camp, you get in 10 weeks during a summer. My first summer counseling was in 2007. I was a counselor at Ponderosa. It was my lifelong dream at that point. And I remember we had a speaker named Jeff Mazzarello, who is my favorite speaker of all time because the Lord used him to change my life again. And I remember him talking one night about what is the thing of greatest value in your life? What is the thing that you worship as the thing that holds the most value? And is that God or is that other things in your life? And I remember thinking, there are so many other things in my life that I often put before God. And if someone looked at my schedule, what would they say is the most important thing to me? And I knew at that moment that things in my life had to change. And they did. And I walked away from that summer, again, changed and really came to this fuller and deeper understanding of what a life of faith looks like, of trusting in God completely and putting Him in the forefront of everything. And the journey that God has taken me on in that time since has been incredible. He took me to Africa as a missionary in Democratic Republic of Congo for 2 years after college. And he brought me back here. I served on summer staff for 6 years. I'm that guy that just never left, which I'm okay with, you know? I get to work at camp all year. But I was on summer staff for 6 years. I was an intern for 2 years. And I've now been on full-time staff for 3 years. My internship was an amazing experience as well, and that's really where Ben and I got to know each other so well and became such good friends. Living in a house with seven other guys is really messy and really smelly, but the community that I had experienced as a summer staffer for 10 weeks, now we got 10 months together. And being loved and supported in an unconditional way by my fellow brothers was again transformative for me. And now that I'm on full-time staff, I get to be here year-round, hopefully forever, seeing the work that God is doing in the lives of all the people that come here. And it's really an incredible experience.
So like you said, my name is Ben. My connection with Mount Hermon is a little bit different. I didn't come as a camper. I'm now in full-time ministry in Fresno, one of the youth directors at a church there. And
Ben, is there someone special with you? Sorry.
There is someone special with me. This young lady right here is my fiance. She's getting a quick glimpse of my Mount Hermon life and is assimilating into the love of Mount Hermon that I have. And she's from the Midwest, so Mount Hermon was unfamiliar to her, and she's here for this weekend to get a glimpse and see what it's like. We're getting married in October, and I'm very excited. So my experience at Mount Hermon did not start as a camper. While I was going through college, it kind of started on a whim. I was looking for something to do over the summer, back in summer 2010, and heard about Mount Hermon from a friend. And so I applied, didn't know anybody that had come here, anybody that had worked here, ended up at Ponderosa running the ropes course, and loved it. Fell in love with the place, the ministry. The youth director here, Charlie, had this vision of, we want to take students one step closer to Jesus. Regardless of where they're at when they come in, that they would leave Ponderosa one step closer to Jesus. And so that was a vision that I could follow. I could grasp that. I could tangibly see that and make itself manifest, even at a ropes course that I was running. So I started in summer 2010, went back for college my senior year, and all through that senior year, could not stop thinking about Mount Hermon, and so came back for another summer, and then for an internship with where I met Andrew and a number of other incredible guys, and it has been a life transformation. We hear that kind of cliche but awesome phrase that is tied with Mount Hermon, that there are lives that are transformed in this place. You guys are all here because you've witnessed it, you've seen it. You may be an example of a life that has been transformed here, and so I am no different than that. So I'm very excited to be here. The internship was a great opportunity for me to further my faith, to grow closer to Jesus, to take one step closer to Jesus many times, to meet incredible guys like Andrew. Andrew, along with a couple of the other interns, there's two other guys in there that are going to be groomsmen in our wedding. So very excited about that. And so when it comes to being an associate, I thought, man, this place impacted my life greatly. I would not be where I'm at in my faith if it weren't for the people and the ministry of Mount Hermon. And so, similar to what Mike shared last night from Bruce Wilkinson, you know, the places where God is at work and where God impacted your life, I just had a natural desire to give back to that ministry. And so while I'm at a distance in Fresno, 3 hours away, where it's 110 degrees during the summer, we don't have the ocean 10 minutes away, I can still be an active participant in what's going on at Mount Hermon. And so that has been a very exciting and rewarding process, kind of stepping away from summer staff and internship and being a participant from a distance. And I've loved that.
One thing that we really love about Mount Hermon is it's not just a summer camp. You know, we have ministry going on year-round, so we see life transformation every weekend, you know, through the different weekend camps that we have, whether that's men's conferences, women's conferences, fall frenzies up at Ponderosa or junior getaways at Redwood Camp, or the tens of thousands of people who come through Canopy Tour. We see transformation every day, and we want to be a part of that. Can I just ask really quick, how many of you were associates between the years of 2000 and 2004? That's awesome. So I just want to say a very profound thank you, because those are the years that I came to camp. being from a single parent home, we couldn't afford to send me to camp, and I came on a campership. And we know that associates give to the campership fund and the general fund. And so thank you very profoundly for all of you who allowed me to come to camp. You know, we don't always get to see the fruit of our giving and the fruit of our investment, but I wouldn't be here if it weren't for you guys, so thank you very much. We're so excited to be a part of the associate family, and I want to be a part of the associate family forever, as long as I possibly can. It's amazing to be able to participate in God's work. So just know that we love you and we're with you, and just want to encourage you, please keep praying for Mount Hermon, and please continue to make Mount Hermon a priority in your giving, because it transformed our lives, and it's going to keep transforming lives for the next 110 years. So thank you very much.